Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Hey, Big Sean, how about you tell us about your 2020 vision?
My eyes are good, dog. I see everything.
No, Sean, I don't mean your vision, your eyes. I'm talking about your financial vision for 2020. Why don't you give the people a financial vision?
Oh, I hear you. I feel you. Okay, well, let's pop it. I got to go. I got a lot of vision and I got a lot of financial tips. So let's get it going.
Well, this is the perfect time for tips. Everyone's got their New Year's resolutions and their plans for changing their lives. So today we have 20 financial tips for the people. Dion, can you give us some perspective on New Year's resolutions?
Well, Matt, it looks bleak. The fact is, many people struggle with keeping their resolutions. According to the U.S. News and World Report, the failure rate of New Year's resolutions is said to be about 80%.
Wow.
And most lose their resolve by mid-February, which is why we are doing today's show. Because to successfully make real change, we all need support. And we want to make sure you guys are as equipped as possible for 2020.
That's important.
Big 2020.
All right, Big Sean, let's dive in and share our 20 financial tips for 2020. We've broken our tips down into a few categories. We have investing, savings, and credit. So actually, I'll start this off with tip 20. This one is directed
at... Hold up. Let everybody know. We did a lot of research. We polled. We explained. We went to all different people to come up with the...
Surveys upon surveys.
That's my typewriter going to come up with this exquisite list and take notes. Get your liquid paper out because it's time to get it popping.
Okay.
It's our top 20 list.
I'll start this list off with number 20. And this one is directed at our listeners who are new to investing, maybe considering getting into investing. Number 20, educate yourself. Learn about investing. So take the time, study, read to better understand the investment terms and understand your investment opportunities.
I agree with you, Matt. Like, I mean, you know, all jokes aside, the more you understand and the more you learn, it makes you more equipped to ask the right questions. And directing your future, your financial future, your financial state. It's good to have a financial advisor, don't get me wrong, but it's also good to kind of have an idea of what you're looking to do, and they're just going to add value to your plan.
I'd also say continue to listen to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We discussed some of the things
good
like
credit.
Mutual funds, ETFs. Like, there are things that kind of are the basics that we should be, you know, as you're starting, you know, Dion, what are your thoughts on that?
No, I absolutely agree. And I was just going to take it a step further. I mean, maybe some people are more hands-on. They need guidance. So don't forget, there's all kinds of webinars now, Udemy and all these different sites. There's certainly a lot of banks who offer seminars as well for free. There are nonprofits like Financially Clean that you can also attend as well that offer free financial curriculum.
And getting to tip number 19, I'm all about maxing out your IRA or your 401k. I mean, trying to, for the new year, it'd be great to be able to add more to your retirement. For the year 2020, the maximal annual Roth IRA contribution limit is $6,000. And if Matt, like you, you're 50 or older, you can add $1,000. You can add $1,000 to that bad boy, Matt.
Thank you for that.
So max it out. I always say, you know, like we say, like Deanna, I always say you can learn to live without. So you may not think you can't afford it, but you'll make the adjustment. So try to max out your retirement plan.
Tip number 18.
Get ahead of your tax filings. You know, get that. I always get that Christmas card from my accountant. I'm like, oh, you're so smart, you know, to get us all in. Like, it's time to pay him up. So you'll give me that Christmas card. Like, oh, do you have your taxes ready? I think the earlier you can get it ready. And I love to do it over the holidays. You know, I'll work on my spreadsheets, making sure everything is ready to go to file my taxes so I can be one of the first to file in late January.
And well, and the earlier you file, the earlier you get that, you know, you get your refund.
In some cases, yeah. The earlier, the more you're prepared, the more you do. And I always say, too, when you're meeting with your accountant, become prepared. It costs you less to have everything in order for him so he can easily kind of go through your particulars.
Ah, and you can't put a price tag on that, right? Peace of mind. Moving on to tip 17. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Say it so, again, sister.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
I got you.
Right? Guys, 2020, you don't have to do it alone. Join investment clubs. Create your own financial club. Keep each other accountable. Keep each other on track. But, you know, creating these safe spaces to talk about finance is one of the best things that you can do to really, you know, accelerate your financial
Absolutely.
Future.
Absolutely. And it makes you comfortable. Like, you're not the only one in certain positions. And it may be in a good position, too, where you have information to share. You know, I grew up in a time where nobody wanted to talk about it. It was kind of taboo. But things have changed. Like, you can talk about, Matt, you can talk about your $100 in your checking account. It's okay.
Jeez.
I actually have $107.
Hey, somebody's moving on.
So keep it open dialogue. And I've been in investment groups, too, where there's a lot of Indians and no chiefs, or there's a lot of chiefs and no Indians. You kind of want to have a mixed crowd. You want to make sure that people are adding value and conversation doesn't digress into something else. One thing that Deanna and I do when we teach our financial literacy program, we've had events like that, and we start off like we're only talking finance
There's
an agenda. We're not going to talk about sports. We're not going to talk about politics. It's about finance, and that's it. And it really draws people in. And tip number 16, re-examine your portfolio. This is going to be a long one, guys. I hope, bear with me, okay? I want to make sure I get through this.
Okay, all right. Break it down.
All right, so there's a number of things you should be doing. Take note, listeners. One of them is rebalancing your portfolio. You may sat down with your financial advisor or on your own, say, you know, you want a 70-30 mix or 80-20 mix where you have certain percentages, meaning certain risk you've associated yourself with, saying, I only want to be involved in corporate stocks, and then I want to be involved in certain type of bonds. And you see that mix changing, because as one investment is doing better than the other, it kind of changes the percentage of it. So you always want to make sure that your percentage mix is in line with what your risk tolerance is. Does that make sense,
okay,
guys?
You gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And the next thing is diversify. It's a good time to always check to make sure that you're still diversified. You still have your right types of investments.
And so we're talking stocks, bonds.
Exactly. And real estate, whatever it is, you want to make sure that you're still, because you may get involved throughout the year. You're like, man, I saw this great real estate opportunity throughout the year, and you went deeper into real estate and you kind of eased up on stocks. You want to make sure that you're still diversified in the way which you intended to be diversified. All right. Another thing, people always do this, like they plan for the next year within that year. No, you're in December of 2019 right now as we speak. Plan now for 2020. Don't let 2020 come and then start planning.
Right.
And another thing is, you map out an investing strategy. And I say this because time allows things to happen and things to keep moving forward. What you were doing last year may be different than this year. You may have a new child. You may be starting college. You may be starting a new job. And because of that, you may have to alter your strategy and be open to that. Don't be the person, Matt, still playing Atari when he got PlayStation 3 out. You know what I'm saying?
But what I'm hearing, Sean, yeah, but what I'm really hearing is that you're really trying to be intentional. You're being intentional with your money.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Intentional with your investments.
You're recapping to say, where am I now? What am I doing now? Do I need to alter my financial strategy based on where I am at this current state?
There's a lot that goes into re-examining your portfolio. I mean, it sounds like you might need to get some additional help.
It's a gut check, dude. And yeah, and the last thing is, yeah, get help. Ain't no shame in your game, dog. Get help, man. You need help. You need to, you know, you've always been that strong bench player. If you want to make, you know, start in line, you know, you need to do a couple extra things to get out there to make that lineup so you get the help that you need.
There's no I in team.
But there is in win.
Win.
All right, people. So that's tip number 20 through 16, our first five tips for your new financial vision for 2020. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Stay tuned. Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially knowledgeable and the financially curious. Today, we are giving you our top 20 financial tips for 2020. So let's jump right back in. We are at tip number 15, set it and move it. Basically, we want you to set automatic savings withdrawals on your account so you don't have to remember to do it every month. You know, automate this stuff. You can use technology to help you.
Yes.
But you also want to be able to incrementally increase your savings. You don't want to just set it and forget it. You want to set it, track it, and move it, you know, as you're challenging yourself to save more and, you know, keep building your savings.
Yeah, even if you go up a dollar a week, that's $52 by the end of the year.
Love it, love it, love it.
Tip number 14.
Learning to live without.
That's big.
That's big. Separating your wants versus your needs. And once you really learn to do that effectively and you master that, you realize how much opportunity there is to save. Like Shazine said in our holiday gift shopping show, just by her learning to live without, she was able to save $700 that she applied towards vacation and gifts. So that is a skill set that it's an ongoing skill set that you just need to kind of work on.
Yes. And tip 13, track your credit. If you've stopped paying attention to your financial health, one thing you have to do is make sure you commit to requesting a free credit report. And you can do that at annualcreditreport.com this year. And you are allowed to request your credit report every year, once a year, for free.
That's right. So if you're financially unhealthy, get healthy. Just like you got to get healthy, physically get healthy with your finance.
And to do that, you have to see your credit report.
Yep. Yeah, pick your head out of the sand.
That's your doctor examination.
All right. Tip number 12, know the value. Know the value of what you're purchasing. Don't just walk into stores and just buy and just take what the sticker price is or just take what people tell you. Do your research. So if you're going to buy a car, you've done the research before you walk in, because the dealer may tell you price X and they're basically going to let you spend as much as you're willing to spend. But if you come in and you understand prior to that, you if you're an educated shopper, they're going to treat you differently. An educated customer, exactly.
But I would say this. People don't understand this. Like when you're purchasing an item, you are in control, not the person selling you the item. You as the buyer, the purchaser is in control. And when they're trying to make you feel that you're not in control, because you control the purchase, you control whether this transaction is going to happen or not. And you have to go in with that mindset. Like when I look to lease a car, I already know the price I'm going to pay. And ain't nobody taking me away from that price. Unless there's some true added value that I can see, then I'm not doing it. I'm not paying for under security under my car in case a rabbit comes under my car and does something. I'm not paying for that. And you can't sell me on it because I already have my plan.
And you can't negotiate if you don't know the value of what you're buying.
Boom. Tip number 11, flip it. Guys, you know that there are storage companies out there making millions with people's stuff just sitting there. I mean, when I was moving not too long ago, I used to be a fashionista at one point, and I took my clothes, bins of clothes, and turned them into cash. We've got all kinds of stuff in our home. I'm sure if we just took a moment to clean our closets, we have hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of dollars.
eBay.
And I'll tell you this. I have a friend, and she works for a company that buys clothes from celebrities. And then they buy them, and then they sell them online. And some of the celebrities don't even want to mention their name. They just want the cash like you and I. So just don't think because this is something that people don't have money doing. The rich are doing it. I didn't even understand when you see a celebrity wearing an outfit once that I thought they had this exponential closet. No, they're selling their stuff back.
Didn't Kanye West just have people come to his house? It was Chris Brown in L.A. had people coming to his house. He was selling his stuff. So even celebrities are flipping their stuff. So if you're sitting on value, you know, take advantage of that. Like if you're not using it, it's just taking up space. You might be able to make a few hundred dollars, thousands of dollars. You don't know what you have, but don't just.
But that, like, you can't sell the Laker gear anymore, man. Like ain't nobody buying Laker gear. Ain't nobody buying that stuff. You know?
All right. Well. That's a
debate. I see his dukes go up, his eyebrows go up. He's like, what? The Lakers are 20-3 now, dog. Okay, well, we'll see what happens.
All right, people, that was tips 20 through 11 in our top 20 tips for our vision for 2020. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Today we are breaking down our top 20 financial tips for 2020, and we are halfway through. This is a two-part series, people. So this is the end of part one. We've gone through tips 20 through 11. Dion, do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, since we're on this 2020 vision tip, and I know we're going to play this out, but I think this is a time to really look inward, you know, really being honest with yourself. I think that's when you really start to take control and take, you know, that powerful stance around your money. Please email us your questions, your suggestions on show topics. We love to hear from you to tbgwgc@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Two Black Guys Good Credit. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review and to make it easier for others to find us. Like Jay Nasty, who said, awesome podcast. Please give me a call at 999-999-999. You're a bold one, Jay Nasty. But we
did
love...
you say Jay Nasty?
That's his name. I didn't make this up. Jay Nasty 123.
Thank you, Jay Nasty. We appreciate your support.
Thank you. But we love the fact that you reached out and that you love the show. And my name is Dion Nichols, the lady with the history, the stats, and the cold hard facts. And I'm out.
Thank you, Dion. And my bottom line is basically a failure to plan is a plan to fail. As we're talking about our New Year's resolutions, and Dion broke down the stats. Many people fail with their resolutions, so that's why we're trying to offer everyone these tips so you can plan and really prepare yourself to make your plans and your dreams come to fruition. Make your plan, people. That's my bottom line. And I'm Matt Smith, the smarter half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out.
I'll let you get it in for this year. Next year, it's on, brother.
Whoa.
I agree with you, Matt. If you failed to plan, you plan to fail. It's 2020, people. You know, a new decade, new beginnings, new times. Like, it's all, you can always recreate yourself. And why not do it in the new decade? You know, if you're financially succeeding, then keep succeeding. Go harder. If you're not financially succeeding, then find new ways, recreate yourself, and do better. These tips are there to guide and help you through this journey, because we're two black guys with good credit, and we want you to be 3 black guys, 4 black guys, 6 black guys, or even 8 black girls, whatever it is, white, yellow, blue, or green. Just get good credit and make it happen. I'm Sean. Keep your money where it belongs, in your damn pocket, people.
And be sure to tune in next week for part 2 of our financial vision for 2020 to hear the rest of our tips.
We got more?
We got more. Our top 10 tips next week, so tune in.
With good credit.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.